attempt at banter show theme tune number one. It's the banter show. That'll do. Good time of day to you, and welcome to the banter show, the craziest podcast on the internet. Oh, sorry, did I say craziest? I meant laziest. It's really quite a lazy podcast. I can't be bothered, really. I've got things to do with my life. Why are you holding me back? I've got things to do, you know, like... Well, if I said I had a social life, I would be lying, I suppose, but... This is beyond the point. Anyway, yes, let's get on with the show. Although the Dean Show used to be about wrestling, things like that, this isn't about the wrestling. The wrestling is bad. And I'm going to have to get used to that, because due to democracy, you voted for the Banter Show over the Dean Show. And that shows your support, your unwavering support in our difficult times. So there'll be no more wrestling. You just get used to it. This is the new show. You made it happen. If you don't like it, it's your own fault. You have only yourself to blame. This new show format, of course, requires a new way of doing things. So, we're going to be messing around a wee bit with the segments. So, all the wrestling is gone, the smiting list is gone, Mussolini Choir is gone. In fact, well, the Vadine Sings is gone. Everything you ever liked is gone. Instead, we're going to have the good person of the week. That'll be about a good person. And the bad person of the week, which will be about... bad person, strangely enough. Then we'll be having assorted journal-like recordings from various locations. That is both the name and the description of that segment. After that, we're going to have the phone call of the week. This one's exciting. Trust me, it has to be heard to be believed. Then we're going to have the game review of the random time period. It's called this because, well, we may not have a review every week, but by entering random time period in the name, then we can release one here and there and everywhere, and no one gets any unwelcome surprises. We're going to have tech news, stolen from the BBC, of course, and a literary excerpt. We're also going to have a shipping forecast, also possibly stolen from the BBC, and then Art Zone, where we talk about the arts and the things and the stuff. After that, we're going to have Competition Madness segment of possible prizes, where, by answering a question correctly, you could win possible things that are actually real and will be delivered to you if you win them in a style to do with, like, you get stuff if you answer a question right. Let's just leave it at that. First up, we're going to have the Person of the Week segment, and the first person of the week is Carl Sagan. This will be difficult to beat in future, let's say that. Now, Carl Sagan was born in 1934, died in 1996, and he was an American astronomer and popularizer of science. He produced numerous television programs, including the world-famous television series known as Cosmos. In his time, he won the NASA Distinguished Public Service Medal twice, the Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction, and the National Academy of Sciences Public Welfare Medal. He wrote books. He wrote a book to accompany the Cosmos series, but he also tried his hand at writing science fiction, fairly successfully, I might add. He wrote a book called Contact, which was then made into a film. I like to think of Carl Sagan as the David Attenborough of astronomy. Now, Sagan lectured until 1968 in Harvard University, before moving to Cornell University, where he taught during the 70s and into the beginning of the 80s. He also worked closely with NASA in the Pioneer, Voyager, and Mariner missions. One of the things I like most about Sagan is his writing style. He wrote in the most amazing poetic way you can imagine. I've selected a couple of quotes, just to show you what I mean. The first lines of his Cosmos book are as follows. The cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be. Our feeblest contemplations of the cosmos stir us. There is a tingling in the spine, a catch in the voice,
a faint sensation of a distant memory, as if we were falling from a great height. We knew we were approaching the greatest of mysteries. And he continues this poetic style throughout the book and throughout the series. Later on, to give an example of the interrelationships of the universe, he said, "If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe." It gets better. One of my favourite quotes comes from the 9th episode of the series. He said, "Not far outside the galaxy, there are almost certainly planets orbiting stars in the Magellanic clouds and in the globular clusters that surround the Milky Way. For them, a still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise, a morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way." My final quote, I think, is particularly good. I've taken this from the Cosmos video, so you can hear how he actually says these things. He speaks really well, and he really makes it all come alive.
"The size and age of the cosmos are beyond ordinary human understanding, lost somewhere between immensity and eternity is our tiny planetary home, the Earth. For the first time, we have the power to decide the fate of our planet and ourselves. This is a time of great danger, but our species is young and curious and brave. It shows much promise. In the last few millennia, we have made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky."
How amazing Carl Sagan was. I'd urge you to check this out on YouTube. You can do a search for Carl Sagan Cosmos, and his whole series is up there. I'd really recommend you watch it if you're in any way interested. Next up on the show, we're going to put Carl Sagan aside and we're going to move on to the bad person of the week. Now, I think he's been spoken about before on The Dean Show, but I don't think he's been spoken about in quite so much detail. So, to this week's bad person is Nick Griffin, the leader of the BNP. Nick Griffin was born in 1959 and is sadly still alive. He's a member of the European Parliament, unfortunately representing Britain, and he's, well, as we've said, the leader of the British National Party. He was actually charged twice, criminal charges that is. In 1998 he was convicted of distributing material likely to incite racial hatred. And in 2005, he was charged with inciting racial hatred. Interestingly, he won a scholarship and ended up receiving his education at an all-girls school. This is a bit unusual, but nevertheless true. At age 14, he decided to read Mein Kampf, claiming to have found all but one chapter extremely boring. He joined the National Front at age 15, and age 16 he stayed at the home of National Front organiser Martin Webster. Now, Webster was openly gay, and in a four-page leaflet written in 1999, he claimed to have had a homosexual relationship with Griffin, who was then the BNP's publicity director. It's funny, because fascists hate gays. He recently appealed for £150,000 of extra funding for the BNP. In a letter written to party activists, he said that the party's ailing fortunes were a direct result of attacks on the party. In other words, keep going, you'll bring him down soon. Earlier, we spoke to our favourite political correspondent, Mr. John Smith, and he said that Nick Griffin needed a bit of a banhammer. He followed by saying that Mr. Griffin will need a visit from Captain Falcon in a back alley. We support this sentiment. That concludes our bad person of the week for this week. Good morning, everyone. Next up is the poster of the week. You didn't see that one coming.
Poster of the week. Creationist Creation Weekend with Paul Taylor. Answers in Genesis. From Friday the 11th to Sunday the 13th of September, 09. Friday evening, 11th of September at 8 p.m. Adam, Apes, and Attitude. The non-evolution of human beings. Saturday morning at 12. It's Why Creation Matters to an Understanding of the Bible. Rally. Saturday afternoon at 12, it's Operation Space, A Look at Our Solar System. And on the evening at 7:30 p.m., it's Darwin and Darwinism, 200 Lost Years. Sunday morning, 13th of September at 11:30, it's The Language of Evolution compared to the language of the Bible. And at 7 p.m., it's The Universe, God or Big Bang. Is evolution making a monkey out of you?
Yes, because we are.
That was the poster of the week. This week, a crazy religious creationist festival poster thing, which was full of all of the bad. Next up, we're going to have the assorted... what did I call it? Assorted journal-like recordings from various locations. That's the one that's both a description and a title. I know. I'm excited too. Now, I should point out that some of this journal recording is... it's a bit old. Stuff from The Dean Show. So, yeah, don't be afraid when you hear The Dean. He's not coming back, don't worry.
Folder A? Alright. The interview avec le librairie Anne. Ms. Neil, quick, un-library-related question. Have you heard of Steven Seagal? Actor, Steven
yes.
Seagal. Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Acting. Why?
Because I was in IT, and I was talking about him, and no one had heard of him, and I was just like, ah.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
He does the, yes.
Brilliant Connor. Steven Seagal.
Upper six.
Don't go together.
Upper six. I'm going to be sat line for librarians for lower six and upper six. I will be very disappointed if your name's not on the list.
You will have to be very disappointed I'm not putting my name on the list.
I
feel rejected now, Miss.
Why
I feel
not?
Rejected.
You have been my stalwart person in the library.
I came in once last year. I know!
And the minute you get into lower six, that's it. Gone.
Yeah, it's because we've got social now.
Oh.
So
he's
right. I just came on here to steal your newspapers. If that makes me the best person in lower six, then there's...
No. I just thought that you would have come back in to do library things.
What about me, miss?
And you as
I was
well
always in the library.
And you could...
And I've got, like, crazy prefect badge, like... yeah. For great justice. Also,
yeah,
I don't want to
Steve
Seagal,
he did that. I really like him, but I have to say that a lot of people do not like him as an actor. He's crap because all he does is karate, hit.
That's true.
But I thought his...
you speak to me
did you see the warship one?
Where the Under Siege.
Under Siege.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Brilliant.
Great movie.
I love it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Really, really good. Well, there you go.
Disappointing answer.
And this is why the librarian is cool. Niall, as we have discussed, according to Scuzz, Angus Young is the greatest guitar player of all the times. What are your thoughts on these new developments?
Scuzz lies.
Scuzz never lies, except that one time they didn't include AC/DC in their legendary rock band.
That was the one time they did tell the truth.
Oh, you're just a bad person, Niall. You're just a bad person. Jack!
Fuck off.
So what exactly is it you're trying to do on this thing? About cans? What is it you're making, a brochure? What is it about?
Cans.
What subject is for French?
English.
English? But con is French?
I'm joking.
Sense this makes none!
Joke, Dean. Take a joke.
That's joke the Dean. So, you're trying to make it in a three-column? Triple columnar?
No.
So have you learnt how to do the acute? Don't grab the recorder!
We are here with you today on this September 30, the first ever International Blasphemy Day. Good times. So, International Blasphemy Day, eh? Guess we gotta blaspheme. Lol. Okay, watch this. Listen to this. Finger guns out there ready. God sucks. There you go. That's some blasphemy for you. God sucks. God is inferior scum compared to the awesome entity known as the Dean. The Master of Divinity. The most powerful, amazing entity in the history of the ever. And Thaddeus agrees. Indeed. So here we are. God, if you were here right now, I'd punch you right in your facial areas for being a jerk. More on these developments later. Au revoir, and I'm going to have some porridge. Anal beats for the win.
Your thoughts on being in the corridor?
A fascinating journal entry, I'm sure you will agree. Now, the next topic, section, segment, thing, is the phone call of the week. I've actually made an intro for this one.
It's the phone call of the week.
Please hang up and try again. Please hang up and try again. Please hang up and try again.
Now, there was a slight problem with the phone call of the week segment in that I haven't received a phone call. There is a really annoying software company called Serif, and they have been calling us twice a day, three times a day. It is ridiculous. But they keep calling during the middle of the day when everyone's out. So I keep getting things in the caller display saying Serif have called at this time, and then this time, and then this time, and then this time. So I thought, I'll catch them. I'll record it. It'll be great fun. Because they talk for an hour about absolute rubbish you really don't care about. And then if you wait for them to finish after the hour and then tell them that you really don't care, they sound really sad, and it's quite funny. So I was going to record that, put that on, but they didn't call during any sensible time. So, I'm going to have to make up a phone call. Here we go.
Telephone number 01344.
Ooh, enough of that. We don't want you getting the whole number. That's the last number to call us. 1471, lols and all that. Yeah, that was phone call of the week. I hope it lived up to your every expectation. Next up on the show is the game review. And this week, I'm going to be reviewing Darwinia. Now, I've got a copy of it here. And I was playing it a few weeks ago, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's made by a small software company called Introversion, and it sounds a bit obscure if you're trying to explain it. It's about a virtual theme park, and you visit this, and then you discover that it's been overrun by viruses. So you then destroy all the viruses, basically. You're controlling squads and Darwinians, which are these little autonomous green people, and you have to try and save the Darwinians from the evil red virus, and it comes in all these different forms, and you're firing guns and finding research, and it's all really, really fun. It's very, very tactical. And that's that. It's really good. I would recommend you check it out, because you can get a demo, of course, and it's worth playing. It's called Darwinia, and you can, www.darwinia.co.uk, and you should be able to get a demo there. On the back it's, Darwinia has been overrun by a deadly viral force. The virtual world and the 10,000 living Darwinians who inhabit it are in mortal peril. You are our last remaining hope. PC Gamer gave it 90% and called it the most artistically exciting PC game ever, and said that it will remind you why you love gaming so much. And, Yeah, it is very, very good. Definitely worth trying the demo. After that, they released a sequel called Multiwinia. This is the multiplayer version of Darwinia. You could be the green Darwinians, the red Darwinians, whatever. And you can play all sorts of things. Capture the flag, King of the Hill. And there's one where you have to capture the fuel depot for the... For what is it? The big rocket of doom. You have to try and launch that. It's really awesome. Although, I think it lacks the character that the single-player Darwinia has. Now, you may have heard of the game DEFCON. DEFCON was made by the same people, so if you like that, all the more reason to try Darwinia. And that's the game review. Fairly short, but I don't really know what else to say. Get the demo, try it for yourself, it's really good, you won't regret it. Now, we're going to get the competition segment over and done with. The prize this week is, it's still the 8-Ball Aitken CD, and you can win this. It's completely real, you'll get it posted to you. No matter where you live, you'll get it. You could, if you answer this next question correctly, you could be the next Hugh O'Sullivan. He's the one who won the last CD by Kelly Ritchie. Now, on the last The Dean Show, we interviewed 8-Ball Aitken. So if you want to check that out, go back an episode and listen to that. In fact, it might have been the episode before that. Anyway, you'll find it on there. Interview with him, all good. He sounded a little bit crazy, but if you enter this, you'll get a free CD. And free is good. So, here's the question. What is the square root of pi? Now, I want the answer to 4 decimal places. 4 decimal places. What is the square root of pi? If you can get that correct and email it off to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. We're still using that email address because it's convenient and people should know it by now. Anyway, yes, send off the square root of pi to 4 decimal places to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com and you will win, if you get it right, you will win the 8-Ball Aitken CD right to your house, through your door, in the letterbox. Directly to you. That is the end of part one of the banter show. After the break, we've got tech news, the literary excerpt, the shipping forecast, and Art Zone. That's all still to come after this break. What the hell was that? I don't even know. Next up, it's the BBC tech news theft stuff. The main story is that Sony has shown off a 3D television, which is something that has been done before in cinemas, I'm sure you know, and failed quite badly. The other story is that robot fish could prevent crashes. Best not to ask. A court order has been served over Twitter. UK broadband is not fit for the future. Firms issued TV license warning. Spotify offers PC music downloads. US urges cyber hygiene effort. Complaints over Freeview retune. And the US has relaxed its grip on the internet. If you want to know any more, you'll just have to find it yourself, you lazy sods. Incidentally, this banter show is now 5 minutes longer than the previous banter show. A new banter world record. And there's still more to come, so don't stop getting excited yet. It's brilliant. And stuff. Possibly mediocre. Or pathetic. It could be really bad. But stick with it! Now it's time for the literary excerpt. This week, it's from the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Dear friend, welcome to the wonderful world of religion. These are exciting times in holiness. Politicians are crusading, nations are invading, and science, also known as the language of the forked tongue, is fading. With these changes come religious opportunities the likes of which haven't been seen since the Reformation, or at least since the persecuted masses first huddled together and shipped off from old Blighty to that great democratic revival meeting we call the United States of America. With this in mind, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster invites you to learn a little more about us. We'd like to tell you about our heaven, which features a stripper factory and a giant beer volcano. We'd love to see you dressed in his chosen garb, full pirate regalia. We want you to enjoy Fridays as his chosen holiday, but first you need to know a little more about us. What do we stand for? All that is good. What are we against? All that isn't good. Sounds sweet, right? Of course, it's not that simple, and that's why we need a book. Doesn't every religion have a book? The Jews have a Bible, the Old Testicle. The Christians have Ditto, the New Testicle. The Muslims have the Q-tip or whatever, and the Jains have fun with Dick and Jane. The Sufis have Sufis Up, the Buddhists have the Banana Pada, the Hindus have 10 Little Indians, the Wiccans have the Witches of Eastwick, and so on. If this was a manifesto, a pamphlet, a flyer, an article, or some nut preaching from a street corner, you, fair reader, might perceive Flying Spaghetti Monsterism to be just another two-bit cult. But we're not a cult, we're more like a boutique religion at this point. And this is a book that will stand up to any of the others, at least in terms of strict plausibility, if not literary finesse and retributive beheadings and disembowelments. The more you read about us, the more you're going to be persuaded that the Flying Spaghetti Monster is the true creator, and that Flying Spaghetti Monsterism might just be the best religion ever. Go ahead, try us for 30 days. If you don't like us, your old religion will most likely take you back. Unless it's the Jains, whose feelings are easily hurt. Ramen. Any discussion of evolution will eventually lead us to ourselves. Humans have been around for as long as we can remember, and yet the evolutionists will tell you that we weren't. They will tell you that humans and chimpanzees shared a common ancestor some 5 million years ago, and that we diverged from that common ancestor and eventually invented the space shuttle, while chimpanzees were only able to invent the stick. To support this thesis, scientists tell us that we share 95% of our DNA with chimpanzees. And yet we share 99.9% of our DNA with pirates. I ask you, who is more likely the common ancestor? And are pirates not the chosen people of the Flying Spaghetti Monster? Why do we spend so much time talking about something that didn't happen while the FSM is dangling his noodly appendage right in front of our faces? And that, as they say, is quite enough of that. Next up, it's the shipping forecast. Get excited, it's exciting, it's all of the good. Put on your shoes, and be prepared for the shipping forecast.
BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 4th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1900. Low, North Utsira 970, expected Finland 974 by 1900 Sunday. New lows expected Bailey 1004 and Fitzroy 1006 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6. Squally showers, moderate or good. Forties, west or northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor.
Ah, what place is this? It's time for Art Zone. Art Zone, lololol. Art Zone, because art is what you need. We all love art. It's like the anti-science. Art. Eh.
I'm taking back my shoe! Come on, Thaddeus! The Dean shoe, it returns! The banter shoe, it is no more!
Oh god, oh no, please, this is bad.
I'm charging my lasers, and a firing my harmonica, and my smitometer, and laser, and thing. Go! So, the show's pretty much done anyway, but we do have time for a quick interview with our good friend, the DJ Chav. Thaddeus, please call the DJ Chav whilst I play my harmonica. DJ Chav, are you in El Niño?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, you've been on the Dean Show twice before, have you not?
I believe so.
Okay, so, the hit single you released, the Our House Burnt Down, are you aware that the inspiration for such a song, one Peter Dawson, is a little bit less alive than he used to be?
No, when did that happen?
I decided it last week.
Why? What makes you think he's not terribly alive?
Well, he disappeared from the internet for quite some time and was old and burning his house down.
Not really the best combination, I suppose.
No. So I'm assuming that he's dead and we held a tribute to him and things like this.
Well,
so,
he'd better be dead then, because if he isn't, you've wasted a tribute.
Yes. So I do hear you have a new remix coming up.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so tell us about your new remix.
Well, I've made a remix of my Ding-a-ling by I don't know who it's by. I found some clips of my Ding-a-ling, and I was drinking. To be fair, I was drinking quite a lot of Buckfast at the time. So I stole these clips from the internet. It may not be legal, but that's the effect of Buckfast. You know, this is why crime happens. So I mixed these together to make a My Ding-a-ling mashup remix. But there isn't actually a doomf in this, so that's the first song I've ever released without a doomf, which means that it is actually illegal in some parts of the UK.
That is quite true. Now, I can say that since you sent me the song earlier, because I'm going to play it now, I can tell you that I did some research, and the songs you unknowingly mashed were the two versions by Chuck Berry and one by Dave Bartholomew. So is it okay for us to play the song, Maintenant?
Well, it's probably illegal already, so you might as well.
Okay, here we go with the song.
When I walk a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. across Turtle Creek. Man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my thing.
Girl next door, we used to play a house on the kitchen floor. She'd be the queen, and I'd be the king. Together we'd play with my damn everything. I wanna play with my I wanna play with my. When they started Sunday school, they tried to teach me the golden rule. The bell would ring, you catch me playing my dangle-dangle. My. That's it, all my children out there singing.
Your own
Done.
What the hell was that?
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it. What the hell was it?
It was my ding-a-ling.
Oh yeah, that's the song I made, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well...
That was the song you drunkenly made on Bucky. You didn't like the verse where he sort of forgets what he's doing and goes, he sort of changes verse, and then he says, like, when they started Sunday school, they tried to teach me the golden rule. Every time the bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. And then he just shouts, my.
It wasn't very good.
Lol.
Yeah. When I made it, I was drunk on Buckfast, so I suppose it's understandable that I wouldn't remember any of it. But
indeed.
I thought since I made it, it would have been slightly better than that.
No. Maybe if you put a doomf in it, it would have been better. Okay, well, that's all we need from you. That was your new single. When will that be available?
It'll be available in all good record stores from roughly next year. Oh, wait, I'm being called.
You're being called on the show? This is highly inappropriate.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I can't really let this one go. Hello? Oh, it's you. Well, you see, I probably should have mentioned that before, but the delivery won't be until next week. Now, I'm running low. What do you mean there's... I don't know what delivery you're talking about. The drugs? What do you think? I don't have anything to do with the drugs. No, not anymore. Not since the court hearing. You shut up. I don't do that anymore. Yes. Next week. Just don't tell him I told you. The usual place, of course, behind the gate. The third gate along. You know the one. You've done it before. Yes, you leave the money in the box and take what you need out of the box beside the gate. Yes. Look, I'm busy. I'm doing an interview. Yeah. All right. Yeah, get out of here. Sorry about that. That was a business calling.
What the hell was that? You don't take a call on the Dean Show, scum. Okay, so there we have it. Goodbye, DJ Chav, and Thaddeus, would you please say goodbye to the fans? Everyone, don't forget to go to thedeanshow.blogspot.com, and that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more shoe, inferior scum. Listen or be smitten.